Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Some lucky viewer today, if they know the secret word, will have a chance to win our pot of gold jackpot, which today is up to $9.22.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. I am thankful that you are letting me speak. I'm thankful that you are here.
And after eating Thanksgiving with my family, I am thankful that I don't have any kids.
I bet.
I can't imagine cooking an extravagant meal, let alone for tiny humans that will not appreciate it.
No, there was only two of them, and I do love my niece and nephew dearly. But, yeah, kids. Not for me.
Those kids. That's why I just choose to be the uncle.
Yep.
So far, it's going pretty well.
I'm just the fun uncle. The funkle.
The three of us are just going to be the fun aunt uncles.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Drew and Therese may or may not be on their way. No judgment if they don't make it, because everybody's full of food and shit. It's the food weekend.
And they have a very small human to take care of.
That can't the food eat weekend. That food.
Yes.
That's it. That's a milk-only kid. How do you dress up milk?
He's like
for Thanksgiving.
What's one of those like opposite of lactose intolerance? He's one of those.
Lactose receptive.
Yeah, but he's like
lactose absorbent.
Lactose exclusive dumpster.
He's a lactose dumpster.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Maybe we shouldn't call their kid that to their face.
Oh, I wouldn't. No.
Well,
he's a lactose exclusive, we'll call him.
Oh, I like that better.
We've already he's already been called Gollum and Quato and
Mephisto.
It's some other guy that's wrinkly and short. I think he can handle one more nickname on the roster. Mm-hmm. It'll just be more comedy material for his stand-up
comedy
special
gold.
When he turns, like,
comedy
16.
Gold. Speaking of comedy gold, So the other, probably last week sometime, so I was over at some people's house. A friend invited me, so I didn't really know these people that well, but they wanted to just have a game night. So I said, hey, we could play that game, Two Truths and a Lie. They're like, hey, how do we play that? I was like, hey, you sit here and you tell everybody two truths and then one lie, and they try to figure out what the lie is. And they're like, okay, that's good. You start. And I was like,
simple
cool.
Enough.
I think I have one planned out. So I told them, so I saw a UFO. I was a suspect in a kidnapping case. And I was once in a helicopter that lost power for 5 seconds. And everybody looks at me like, man, I don't even know. And then my buddy Zach, who's right there, knows me quite well. He's like, well, I know the kidnapping one is true, so I don't know what the other one... Well, boy fucking howdy, if that was the whole focus of the rest of the whole minute they had to interrogate me about my shit.
Yeah. I want to know, too.
I told you guys this one.
I would assume the kidnapping one was false.
No, I never told you guys this?
I don't think so. I know about the UFO thing that happened in Djibouti.
Yeah, I know about the UFO.
Yeah, the lie was the...
The helicopter.
The helicopter. I've definitely been in a helicopter, but it didn't lose power.
Okay.
Okay,
I think
so
it didn't.
God.
You need to explain.
How did I... I've definitely told you guys this.
I'll stop you if it sounds familiar.
Anyway, so there I was playing Dungeons & Dragons on a Friday night with my squad when I was in the Army in El Paso, right? All of a sudden, I get a call from our first sergeant. Now, mind you, I was a very lowly private at the time, and he's in charge of, like, a group of 100-something guys. He's not supposed to know who I am, let alone being calling me directly.
You're just grunt or hey you at this point.
Or get down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me at the time. So he's like, hey, this is First Sergeant Park. Are you dating anybody right now? I was like, what the f***? Negative.
Are you asking me out?
Negative First Sergeant. Matter of fact, I'm actually playing Dungeons & Dragons right now. The opposite.
Definitely not dating anyone.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay, hangs up. And then my squad leader, who was there with me, and my team leader both get calls later. A whole night goes by, and I finally get the gist of the situation figured out. So there was a high school girl that had been missing for 24 hours, and the last thing she told anybody was that she was going to run away and get married to a soldier from Fort Bliss named Jared Williams, who was about to deploy.
Oh, shit.
As one of two Jared Williams on Fort Bliss, and the only one about to deploy, did not look good.
What the fuck?
But your Dungeons and Dragons excuse got you right out of that.
It was great. The last thing that happened, I got a call from one of the MPs. It was some sergeant first class. Like, hey, this is first class, whoever. I just need to make sure, man, you didn't do it. I'm like, sorry, I have no idea what's going on right now. He just laughs. He's like, it's cool, man. We'll get it sorted. Never heard a fucking word about it after that.
Oh, man.
What the hell?
No idea what the girl's name was. I tried Googling.
Okay, I think I vaguely remember you telling us this story. Yeah.
I want to know more about that girl.
Yeah, no, I tried Googling her the next day. Like, people have been missing in El Paso. It was a long list, so I couldn't decide who was who.
Wow.
They never gave you her name?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like her name was Christina.
Christina Bigglesworth. If you're out there, if by some freak of nature and technology you're listening to this show,
if it was you that tried to ruin my fucking life...
You can call us. Tell us your story at 1-360-200-4307. I'm serious. That's our new phone number now.
Yay!
Hey, an arrival.
We got the crew.
Hey, hey. Is Drew here too? There he is.
There he is.
Okay.
I'll scoot down.
Microphone's on the fly. Jared's moving to two and number 3, 4, 6 and whatever. What up, guys?
We're doing the show right now.
Yes. Yeah, no, we started forever ago.
I like your haircut. Oh,
do you need any stress relieving eggnog? It's downstairs. I'd have to go get it.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Do you get to tell us about Thanksgiving, or should we wait till we're off the air?
We can wait till we're off the air.
Okay, sure.
You survived. I
don't want somebody to find the show. No, just kidding.
I had a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Good. I'm glad.
We neglected to take naps. Jared's the only one that did it, and we are feeling the after effects.
Totally
thereof.
Worth it. It was great. Slept for like a whole hour.
I'm gummed up inside. There's no other way for me to describe it.
Yeah.
I tried calling Ben, and he didn't answer, so I just texted him and said, coward.
That sounds like Ben in a nutshell.
I'll give you one guess to figure out the status of his voicemail box.
Full.
You got it.
I was just saying, not
it.
Set up.
It was full.
It's full. He set it up at some point.
Oh, wow.
But what now it's just a turd.
It's like,
just
yeah, leave you a message, and then it cuts over, and then it just says, he's not taking messages right now. Boop. And it just hangs up on you. Super rude.
What else could we have expected, really?
Yeah.
It's all good.
We'll get him in here soon. I know Andrew's supposed to be around.
Yeah, when's Andrew getting back?
Probably Christmas.
Okay.
I don't know.
He's on Facebook.
Yeah.
He's posting?
No, he sent that. Or no, you probably haven't been on Facebook in forever.
No.
Yeah, no. He made a little group chat and just said Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Shows that he's alive, or someone
Wait,
else knows how
it?
To use.
I'll
his
say
phone.
No, it Andrew? Doesn't. Not at
oh,
all.
Oh, I hope you're.
He can't text us. I'm guessing.
Probably not.
That's weird. He can't text us, but he can use Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Text probably has some sort of location data associated with it.
Yeah, Facebook.
Sometimes
only Wi-Fi.
And
only
VPN.
Only Wi-Fi and your VPN and your eye color, your height, the last 5 things you Google searched.
And all of your family.
All the bands and movies you liked when you were a junior in high school.
Least favorite pizza topping.
Pineapple.
And high school mascot.
And high school mascot.
I can dig pineapple on pizza.
Me and Renee were just going through North Korea and looking at the reviews.
Okay.
Not a single North Korean review, but some phenomenal people.
Oh, here's one that I missed. The Tai Dong Gang Diplomatic Club, 1 star. You get whipped while eating your food.
Just a fuck ton of reviews like that. Dude, people are so fucking funny on the internet sometimes.
The fact that people had the time to go seek this stuff out just to write a review on it.
And there's there's a whole fucking country's worth, man. Just go around.
Oh, goodness.
No, that was so I've been watching this YouTuber called Modest Pelican, right?
Okay.
Dude, he's so bizarre. Him and his buddies get together and just do the dumbest shit. Like, they made a raft in one game they were playing online, and they couldn't come up with a name, so they just figured, they finally settled on Yeah Boy, B-U-O-Y.
Nice. Yeah Boy.
The Yeah Boy.
Yeah Boy.
Perfect.
And I saw that, and I fucking howled for 5 minutes straight.
I'd call a boat that.
Mm-hmm, the Yeah Boy.
I'd also call a boat Bad News. It's because allegedly bad news travels fast. And that's my only boat name that I have on deck. Don't throw shit at me. I've been hanging out of that for 5 years, and you throw desk toys at me.
More bad puns, and I'm throwing a Rubik's Cube.
Shows how ungrateful you are.
Because news bad. Fuck off.
I just hope I didn't accidentally steal that from a Reader's Digest or something. Well, give me your boat name then.
Yeah, what's your boat name?
Titanic 2.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
I would go Titanic Junior.
Titanic Junior?
Yeah.
No, Titanic Junior will never sink.
No, it will never sink.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
It's like Scrappy-Doo. He's like an eternal spirit that won't die no matter what you try to throw at it. No spell or incantation. Everyone hates Scrappy-Doo, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure we're all on the same page there. Little fucker. He tried to kill the mystery machine. Or the whole gang, or what do they call their, just the team?
The gang.
Dude, I need to rewatch that movie. That was a classic.
Yeah, that's a word for it.
It's a classic, Drew. Phenomenal.
I want to see Rob Zombie remake it.
I don't think
everybody
you can call
actually
it,
dies.
Can you not call it a classic until maybe 20 years have passed?
I don't care. It's a classic.
It's close to 20 years.
2002?
Is it that 2002?
That's what I thought.
I knew it was early 2000s.
When
which,
what came out?
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah.
Scooby-Doo. 2002.
Yeah.
We just watched that.
I'm sorry.
Phenomenal movie.
I'm not.
It's a
not,
great movie.
It's not phenomenal.
It's not phenomenal, but it's not bad either.
I mean, can kiss my ass. It was the best movie of all time.
To be fair, it was better than the sequel.
Oh, yeah.
Even as a child,
I think we can all agree.
I saw that in the theater, and I had a suspicion that it may not be the greatest movie, but I was
which is about
somewhat entertained.
That's about as scathing a review as a child you can give a movie outside of it was
at
boring.
Age seven. It was okay.
As a kid, you're like, I don't think it was very good.
I don't
good.
Think I liked it.
Did I ever tell you the first time I remember distinctly being disappointed at seeing a movie?
What?
I saw Indiana Jones and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull with my grandma in the theater.
Oh.
Like the week it premiered.
I saw it with my dad.
I was just so jazzed that new Indiana Jones was coming out, and
right.
It turned out to be Aliens, and I just walked out confused. Like, what is this feeling I have? Oh, it's regret and anger at the same time.
This is me not liking it.
Yeah. It's kind of... That's what kickstarted where I am today, I think.
I've been lucky. Most of the movies I've gone to the theater and seen, with the exception of like maybe Batman versus Superman, I've actually come out of actually enjoying.
Really?
Most other movies I've... You know, probably the only movie I can think of that I paid for that I was like... Oh. I don't really think I like that movie all that much.
Picture. I'm gonna guess.
Thank you.
What?
Prometheus?
I actually didn't see it in theaters.
Oh, see, Jared and I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we thought it was gonna be a kick-ass alien
right.
movie.
And we walked out going prequel. Like, what? What?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If this is one of those, like, everything will be explained in the sequel, which it fucking wasn't.
No, honestly,
never
the sequel was
it.
Worse than Prometheus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How is but it possible?
Because Ridley Scott forgot to take his pills.
Does Ridley Scott appear as himself in the movie?
Oh, not that
me.
I'm aware of.
You gotta see the alien, though. That was cool.
But
in broad daylight.
And Michael Fassbender kissed himself or something. Weird shit like that.
Yeah, that was just a whole strange
scene.
On the
scene. Lips?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
It's R-rated, so he could kiss
like
himself
kiss,
anywhere.
Kiss, or...
Like,
no, just like...
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Was it an alien kiss?
No. Nope.
It was Michael Fassbender kissing other robot Michael Fassbender.
Gross.
Yeah, agreed.
And the whole time you're like...
Why?
I'm
why
just
am I watching
uncomfortable.
This movie?
Why does this actually have to happen?
Does this movie ever get good? Because the trailers actually looked good.
Oh, yeah, no.
The trailers
phenomenal.
Looked like they had captured kind of a halfway between Alien and Aliens as far as tone, and I was kind of sort of... cautiously optimistic, and yeah, I was right.
Hopes
cautious.
Dashed. Fuck.
Honestly, probably in recent memory, the worst movie that I went into. Luckily, I didn't pay for it because I had Movie Pass at the time. Was Justice League,
Passion of the Christ.
Oh yeah,
it was the worst fucking movie.
I never
I
saw
cried
that
the
one.
Whole time.
You saw that in the theaters?
In the theater, my mom took me.
Ugh. Oh my god,
I hated it,
babe.
At the time, I hated her.
That's way too Catholic for you.
It was so, we didn't even believe in that stuff, and she's like, "Let's go see this."
And you're like,
what could go wrong?
Okay.
That's
dude,
like
that movie made me bawl. I know, me too. I was crying like the second half the whole time.
It's like taking grandma to see Apocalypto or something.
It gave me a migraine.
Yeah, that's like the cinema equivalent of being forced to attend like your uncle's daughter's ballet recital, but then the ballet recital turns out to be like a really bloody reenactment of Frankenstein or whatever those kids do on Adam's Family. What do they do, Macbeth? Something like that.
I can't remember what play they're
doing. It ends up being Macbeth with really tiny people, and they stab each other, and you don't know why you arrived there.
You're like, I want to go home.
Frankly, I'm not even sure how I arrived here. Who am I?
All right, I already know your guys' answers, but I don't know about Therese and Jared. Okay, given the choice between two, Adam's Family or Munsters?
I never watched either.
I'd have to go with Addams Family because I never saw Munsters.
Okay.
Both. I like Family. Munsters better.
Yeah, Munsters is better.
Really?
Yes. What is what?
Well, the original, like...
Yeah, I'm talking the TV shows.
Yeah, the original TV shows. Yeah, Munsters.
Munsters is better.
Yeah, it really is.
It's such a good show.
Wait, is Addams Family a show, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
60s show. Adam's about the same family. Time, actually, wasn't it?
Nice.
Wasn't it on the air about the same time as Munsters?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
What's the
premise of Munsters?
Basically, Frankenstein and Elvira have a family, a quirky family.
Okay.
Kind of like the Munsters. Or not Munsters. They are the Munsters. They have like a bunch of kick-ass cars.
1964 is when the Munsters started, and Addams Family was...
38.
1964. Damn. The same years.
And they actually went for the same number of years, too. They went from 64 to 66.
So, yeah.
Both of them.
They were fierce competitors. But why? So, is the Munsters better because of the cars, the set building?
I don't know. I liked the Munsters better. I don't know.
The script was better. I don't know.
Scripts are pretty good.
It may have also been probably because I watched a little bit more of the Munsters than the Addams Family.
Right. I mean, they're both good, but I like a lot of the stories that the Munsters do versus the Addams Family.
Now, movies-wise in the 90s, or not, I guess 90s or late 80s, Addams Family versus Beetlejuice.
All I remember about Beetlejuice is that he says, fuck, at the end. I was a kid when I saw that.
Like, that's badass. It says nice fucking model.
You only think it's at the end because when you were a child and as soon as he said fuck, your parents turned off the TV.
I think I passed out.
He just was so shocked.
It's like I feel like that's the first time I ever heard the word fuck, but I knew what it was. So where did I hear it before?
Yeah, if you didn't, hadn't heard it, how would you know?
I assume a domestic dispute or maybe someone driving past you
or
in a vehicle.
One of your different brothers that you have.
Could have been.
Jared's 17 brothers. No, we can only assume.
I have two.
Okay, that's,
and that's
the same.
More than enough.
Why do I always feel like you have like five brothers?
Because they harassed me as much as five brothers.
Maybe that's probably.
They just got the amount of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
The abuse. That's about it.
Well, as long as you give as good as what you got.
Oh yeah, no. And whenever my older brother gave me shit, I could always turn around and beat up my younger brother.
Right?
Totally fine.
Circle of life. Abuse.
Shit
I mean,
rolls
life.
Downhill, right?
Yep.
Right, straight into the little brother's face. But I don't know. Gut instinct told me Addams Family just because I like the dynamic of Gomez and his wife. I'm forgetting her name for some reason.
Morticia.
Yeah. Very bad time to forget her name. I just love that, and I love how he sword fights and his crazy eyes and how he crashes trains into each other. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Munsters, I guess, has a lot more detail. They have a lot more commitment with the makeup and shit and the sets and the cars.
And it's a little more goofy, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Which, honestly, I think
that's
was entertaining.
That's what you want.
I mean, if you're watching a nuclear family sitcom about monsters, it should be goofy.
Oh, yeah. You gotta ham it up. At all angles.
Yeah, how are you going to have, like, Frankenstein and his vampire wife and then be like, this is a serious role?
Right.
Or everyone's going to be like, hey, go fuck yourself.
Darren Aronofsky directs the Munsters.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just Frankenstein being, like, the biggest, like, goofball dad ever.
Just dumb dad to the max.
Pretty much, and it was great.
And his long-suffering wife.
Yeah.
No, she likes him. Is she suffering? Didn't seem like it.
She just has to outlive him, man. She's a vampire.
Right?
No. Well, I don't know. See, that's a fierce competition. Vampires versus a reanimated Frankenstein corpse. Who's going to live longer?
Yeah.
The Frankenstein guy, he risks dismemberment and falling through an ice lake.
I mean, in theory,
I think that's how the book ends.
I think in theory, I mean, he can be killed just like any other living thing because he's just a living thing. You know, jigsawed back together and brought back to life.
It's amazing no one tried to shoot him. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, because very beginning of the book, he burns himself on fire, right?
He goes to reach
for fire and then he burns himself. He's like,
I
what
think
the
so.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. But
I'm lifting my lore directly from Young Frankenstein, so...
It's been a long time since I've read the actual book, so...
I read the Great Illustrated Classic, so take that for
that's
what
that's probably the same one I read. Same with, like, when I originally read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah, no, you can read those in like an afternoon and then take the, what's that test that we took online and got the points for?
I forget.
Oh,
I
know what you're talking about. AR or something.
AR, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you could answer like 80% of the questions right with the fucking Greatest Illustrated Classics.
Because they get all the main plot points and all the main characters.
Well, yeah, and you get like 100 fucking points.
Here's what.
Easy money.
What was that? Wasn't there like a goal that you had to reach
probably
per grade? Because I remember, I think it was seventh grade. Whatever the goal was, who cares? I blew it way the fuck out of the water by getting at least 350 points in one week.
Does it feel good to be a gangster?
I would say so.
Yes, that's so gangster that he just blew out the academic standards.
In seventh grade.
Yes.
Let's not forget.
So gangster.
But yeah,
I just... people are out there trapping Renee's out there reading.
The secret is read all the Harry Potter books before you ever even know what the fuck the AR program is, and then just dump those summaries straight from your brain onto paper. And do the same thing with all the Del Toro quest books, the Artemis Fowl books.
I never read any of the Artemis Fowl books.
Artemis Fowl was my jam up until they had one about demons, and I don't remember anything, any of the books after that. I don't think I read them.
It got a little weird as it went on. Because, like, the first book, that's Cash Money, that's OG, that's the best one there. I think I read them all the way to, like, the fifth one, and then there's, like... At one point, Artemis makes out with the elf lady, Holly.
On purpose?
Or they kiss at one point. I think it was on purpose.
Isn't she like 90?
At least, yeah. She's a leprechaun, so...
Is she a leprechaon?
Is she a leprechaun or an elf?
I thought she was just an elf.
One or both.
All right.
Leprechaun / elf. That would be... Ooh, can you imagine how obnoxious that would be? Imagine Lord of the Rings elf pompousness... You don't know shit. We live forever. Blah, blah, blah. Then take that guy, cut him in half.
And then have him squirrel away your gold.
Yeah, and give him an annoying accent.
And then have him speak in rhyme, too.
Oh, shit.
That's one thing I've always wanted to do is just speak in rhyme.
I'm not can't good do at it.
Me neither.
That's why... probably for the best.
I'll get my ass kicked on the street.
You're like Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, God. Could you imagine just if that was your actual speaking pattern was like Dr. Seuss?
Oh, jeez. I think you'd probably get held back a few years as a kid.
You'd be in a padded room for probably a decent amount of time.
But they give you a cool hat.
You'd get a record deal like no one's business, though.
But it's only Dr. Seuss. Do you think there's a market for that?
And
I'm sure there is.
Well, at the very least, you can sit there and just feed the rapper rhymes, and then he'll figure out how to use them.
I mean, you just gotta have rhymes and a sick beat.
Yep.
So far, we've gotten neither. Not a great start.
Without rhymes, you can just have a sick beat and just mumble into the mic, and you still probably get a record deal.
Yeah. I gotta say, Henry's being a really good participant.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Henry.
He's been a pretty good champion. I mean, he's had a good day today, so.
Okay.
What do you do for a baby for Thanksgiving? Nothing special. Just,
nothing different.
Okay.
He gets a little dip of gravy, you know.
No chance.
He gets
some schnapps.
He gets everybody trying to like come over and steal him.
Mashed potatoes. Those are good for babies.
Yeah.
My mom was on mashed potatoes after a week.
Really?
Yeah. Like back in the day,
back in the day, they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're like, "Let's toughen you up, little shit."
That's weird.
It was a thing like in the '60s too. My grandparents were telling me that they did with my dad was that if the babies were eating too fast, you'd put rice in the bottle with the milk.
What? Why?
Because then it would thicken it up essentially and slow down how fast they could eat.
To give them like an early hatred of the Chinese.
they put oatmeal flakes in it now or something like that.
Just something to think about.
Yeah.
Really?
Because rice was obviously dirt cheap. So.
They still do that. People still do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like some outdated practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here I am just assuming this is from the Great Depression wisdom.
No, I mean, that would have been '50s and '60s for my parents and my dad and uncles, aunts.
So I'm off by 20 years.
About.
So I've been off by more.
Can he eat food?
I don't know.
4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When she tells me.
Drew, I went and saw Frozen 2.
Of course you did.
Phenomenal.
Oh my gosh.
I don't highly recommend.
I'm not surprised in the slightest, A, that you saw it, or B, that you think that.
Does the snowman die?
No, we have merch to sell.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Look at me. Hey, you can sell merch with dead things. Look at Game of Thrones.
Jared, you can take our kid
most of the main merch
movies.
Was people who still lived because people wanted to pretend to be those living characters.
He dies? Yes.
Well,
he's not saying that.
Jared.
I mean, was he ever truly alive?
No, check this out. He melts, but he gets turned back into a cloud again, so he's immortal.
He freezes him into the shape of a Hoover.
Hoover.
Do they actually commit to the idea that Elsa's actually supposed to be the villain of the story?
Like oh, no, not even a little bit.
Like they pussed out of it in the first movie?
Yeah.
That was actually supposedly the original storyboard was Elsa was the villain.
She was going to go bad.
And then everyone was
basically
like,
did, and that was the whole point of the Let It Go, is just stop pretending to be a good guy. Just why don't you just use your
embrace
powers to take
the
over?
Bad.
But then it turned out to be too uplifting. They're like, fuck.
They're like, well, this is probably a bad message to send to the kids, where if you're kind of... if you have the ability to be superior to them, just take over and rule. All
right.
That's probably a bad message to send to children.
Fuck.
And I just want to put this out there. So you know the beginning of Frozen 1, when out there and she leaves Prince Hans in charge?
Not really, no.
No, I've seen it like once.
Anyways, he was doing a pretty good fucking job up until he started killing people. I just want to throw that out
there.
That's
usually when things go wrong. In a medieval kingdom, that's just what you do.
Yeah.
People gotta die.
People gotta die.
Just make sure that they deserve it.
Until you're killing, like, multiple peoples at once in a public execution, they're just par for course.
I mean, really, he was doing a good job running the kingdom while everyone was gone.
Every now and then somebody needs their head chopped off.
Until you start... like that. It's all okay until you start wiping out whole bloodlines. Mm-hmm. Then people are like, hang on, these aren't regular executions. Let's take a peek.
I mean, that's just securing a line of succession. Yeah. That's just, what you do.
Yeah, I'm sure if you held,
God,
like...
I need to play Crusaders Kings.
So what you're saying is...
if you held a speech and explained all that, I think people would be on your side.
Let's get you on the Space Needle with a couple of 2-foot-high speakers and a wireless mic.
Keep the bloodlines pure. I can't imagine how that could possibly be misinterpreted. Oh, God. That's terrible. No, and then your kids end up looking like that.
I'll be next to you going, let him finish!
And then you hold up a picture of the Habsburgs and their funky faces, and then you realize, oh, shit, I was wrong.
No, I'll be down in the crowd, and when people are like, ooh, hey, boo him off stage, I'll be like, no,
like
let's
Charles
listen.
Charles IV or something like that.
Habsburgs, images.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord, look at
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, no, the one with the long, flowy hair.
Yo,
over here? Yes.
Yo!
Yo, what's up, Crimson Chin?
Lord Farquaad discovered fucking Prozac and alcohol at
isn't
the same
it
time.
Is that fucking, is that Quagmire?
Yes, this is what true royalty should look like.
Yo, she doesn't even have a crown.
No, that's a he.
Oh, man.
That's a he.
We're off to a bad start.
I'm pretty sure that's like Charles IV or this.
Oh, wait, go down. Right there. You see it.
This guy?
Yeah.
I'll say green with Chinny McChins.
Is this one of those families that took their family tree and made it, like, swallow itself?
They made it into a wreath.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
I would say it's an Ouroboros. So.
He was so ugly, he scared his own wife.
A family log. That's pretty inbred Spanish kid.
I didn't say log. A Yule log.
Yeah.
I don't have a log.
No.
Goddamn. Okay, so maybe not the Space Needle. Maybe we
and
should
maybe
try...
And maybe don't actually say that horrible shit, so...
Maybe... Now, hear me out. Remember when people died for, like, reasons? Let's bring it back. And that it's not a race thing. Just start with that. People will believe you.
Yeah, because no bad thing has ever been... I swear it's totally not this thing that I'm trying to convince you it's not.
Here, I'll be
it's
in the back of the crowd, and I'll go, every just so off, like, yeah, hell yeah!
Just say it really sincerely, okay?
Why do I always get pigeonholed as the racist?
See, Hitler...
because you're tall and you're white. You can make it happen.
Hitler's problem was that he banged on the table too much and pointed at the sky. Don't do either of those things.
He played to his audience.
Yeah. Point at the
point
table
down.
And
I mean,
bang at the sky.
Isn't that public speaking 101 is know your audience?
Bang the sky.
I think I think our audience is people that prefer, like, shrugs. And maybe like thinking motions that might get them like
the drinky
corner.
Drinky motions.
Yeah, there you go.
So I was sitting there wondering what to do, but I got to thinking. There you go. That's your opener.
There we go.
I got to thinking. Kill all the insert here. Whatever you want. But don't let make me do it. It's not my job. I'm just passing the idea on to the populace.
Sometimes when you just whip out speeches like that, you sound like Charlie's writing from...
from what?
From what's fucking... It's always sunny.
Oh.
He sounds like Charlie. Mac and bad Charlie
I'm not gonna
hate.
Say, I'm not going to say I was aiming for that, but
it worked pretty
it's
well.
It's a happy circumstance.
Yeah,
it's a happy
okay.
little accident.
It's like, fine. As long as you can find the joy in it, it's all good. Oh, you guys were, I don't know if you got the text message, and I don't think anyone's going to be hearing this, but we did get a phone number now. I assume it has voicemail.
Should we try calling Ben?
I haven't tried.
I already tried calling him.
Should we try calling him on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll work, but we can give it a try.
No time like the present to try.
Let's, I got to find him in my contacts.
He'll answer a call from Jared, but he'll answer
some random number that calls him.
Is this a fucking Skype number? Yo, why does that
yes,
say Somalia?
Where?
Right up top.
Oh, that's weird.
Are we calling from Somalia?
Renee, I need you to clarify
a few
things immediately.
No. Somalia. Okay, so we were just trying some button mashing earlier to see if we could.
Was that a Somalian number?
I guess.
That's phenomenal. Call it again.
That's where they're.
No, I think our phone number is a Somali number.
No. Our phone number is from Longview.
Did you buy this from Somalia?
I stole our domain from a church. And I've stole our phone number
he
from
actually
Somalia.
Did.
Speaking of church in Somalia and stuff, I got basically a email that was a Nigerian prince
really?
Email.
Oh, really?
But instead of Nigerian prince, it was some long-lost relatives from Ireland that won the lottery.
Ooh.
And that were trying to basically set up this thing through the, set up this UK lottery winnings thing. And I just want to give it to my family.
To my family?
Give it to Christ.
And we've had lots of people who wanted us to give it to the church and to the state, but I wanted to give it to family first.
Henry's going to have a really built-in ability to detect email scams.
And then the email link was like some Chinese email address.
Whoa, shit.
And I'm like,
damn, they're switching it up.
And I was, and then you start reading it again, you're like, okay, this literally looks like somebody typed it into Google Translate and copy and pasted.
Just like you did with that Wikipedia article.
Oh, yeah.
Time for class or whatever. No, at our work, Japan is always trying to scam us for some reason. A lot of Japanese addresses. We've straight up banned Iran and Russia from ever contacting us. We just get too much shit from them. What was I...
As in we as in the United States or this show?
No, my place of work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
as in actual employment.
What country should we ban from our show now that we're... on the subject, North Korea,
maybe Somalia.
Oceania,
no. I'm trying to call Somalia.
We should ban Oceania.
Isn't that like
Yo, Atlantis? Don't fucking call us.
That's one of those fun things.
Won't.
That's one of those fun things I try to do sometimes, where I just like zoom around on the ocean on Google Maps and find weird countries.
We need to find like one independent Polynesian island
Snapchat.
Somewhere in the middle of the Pacific.
I go to Flint, Michigan.
Most of them end up being owned by France for some reason. Oh, yeah, this was one that I found forever ago.
Yo, how big is that?
This?
Yeah.
if we use the approximation of this scale, I think it's about a 15-mile-long island.
Dude, let's go there.
Isn't there
right?
a way to...
Honestly.
Measure distance. Here we go. From here to this end. That's a 10-mile island.
That's a day's hike.
Wait, no.
That's not even a day's hike. I mean, that's...
17 miles? Dude, that'd be great. Let's go there.
Yeah.
There's an airport there, it looks like,
yeah, there's
right?
a national park.
Yep, there's an airport. I think when I looked it up, the median income there was like $15,000.
Click on the airport. I want to see how much flights are.
Yes, good point.
I'm going to knock you right
now. Oh, hang on. We're still measuring distances.
All right, we should probably find out what this place looks like.
Oh, you want like some street view stuff?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Let's see. We're getting the Seychelles Airport... Let's, okay, so it's another one of those things
where
we can't do roads.
Yeah, you can. Kind of down there by the ocean.
Ooh,
yeah,
right by the rum distillery.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
Takamaka.
Oh, it's inside the rum distillery. We're looking at some
what'd
guys.
They take this picture on? Their fucking ice stone?
I guess so.
The itato.
Why are we right? Oh, this is an unpleasant view. What's going on here?
Dude needs to trim his coke nail.
Oh, has he got one?
I mean, that's an awfully long nail.
Ew.
It's chipped and it's yellow. Oh, that's grody in so many ways.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, all right, back out of street view. Anyway, so the flights, getting around. Flights. They're probably going to be in some currency we've never heard of.
Yeah, how much is that in real money?
Or just like pull up PDX to whatever the airport code for that airport
Say
is.
Say Chili's.
PDX to, let's try that. PDX to Victoria Seychelles from Portland to Mahé, Victoria. Let's see. When do you guys want to go?
Point La Rue.
Tomorrow. No, just kidding.
All right, let's change it up a little.
Do a month from now.
Let's do like December. Let's go for Christmas.
Okay.
And then we'll come back on the 28th.
No, we got to stay for New Year's.
No, stay for New Year's. You're right.
Yeah, come back on the 2nd.
Bam. One adult. Let's add 3.
So we got, what, 5 adults and then 1 child on lap?
Child 2 to 11. Actually,
oh, he'd
see
be...
infant yep. under 2. Here we go. Find deals. Cheapflights.com. Cheap Maybe flights. I shouldn't have used this. What the hell do I have to do next? Now it's time to compare.
I think you can just view.
Yeah, let's just fucking... I'm just going to click one.
I just need a ballpark, man.
What is this? They have a
ASAP
fucking...
ASAP tickets?
Where am I? What
I
have
don't
I
know.
Done? What have I done?
Just try another link.
Okay, let's try TripAdvisor. Yeah.
I trust TripAdvisor.
My ad blocker's on, so I can't... nothing could go wrong here, right?
No. Not
okay,
at all.
So we're doing...
5 adults.
5, 1 kitty. What was that? Age of child 1, less than 1. Pricing for infants may vary. What? There's no pricing for infants. Shit's free.
That's about $1,600.
Is that for one person or for 5?
This is for all 5 of us.
Really?
No yeah. shit.
All right, check it. Check
so
that again.
So it's $200 to fly. Is that round trip or one way?
Round trip.
This is a... oh, that's a good question. Let me see.
This tiny
we're going to a random island we found on Google Maps.
This tiny island in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
No, hang on. I got this all wrong because we 15 don't.
15 miles long.
It was we doing know. Like a really early return time. So let's try this. Portland, Victoria.
So we're going to this tiny, tiny little island. They do have a rum distillery.
If we live there long enough, can we claim land?
Okay.
Okay, 3Gs.
Oh, settlement yes. something.
Wait.
Homestead Act.
Oh, it's going down. It's going down.
Down. Ooh. Up. Down.
So for 5 people and a baby to fly, we're looking at $2,300 right now so far.
Let's something like that.
It.
But it's going to take, no. it'll take 32
Victoria.
Hours to get there.
No shit. Oh, each way.
Worth it.
There's a couple of stops in there.
How many stops does it say? How many layovers?
2. 2 stops.
We'll just get a private jet. No big deal.
Yeah.
Lands.
We'll just have a party.
2 days after departure.
I bet we'd be the only people on the plane.
They're like, why are you going here? We're selling drugs.
We're taking over the island.
And you're coming with.
We're starting a weed operation.
Dude,
it
what
looks
if we,
like they need it.
Dude, let's just go there and then just be like, hey, this is pretty neat, and then just live there for the rest of our lives.
I mean, they have an airport. They have national parks.
Oh, shit. Guys, not even kidding you. They have an island here. Look what its name is.
Therese, we have to conquer
what?
It. We have to conquer it.
We have to conquer it in your name. Well,
wait,
it's already in your name.
How is it spelled?
T-H-E-R-E-S-E.
See, it already belongs to you. It's got your name on it. See?
Yeah, there's a town down in California called Williams, so I took it over. It's mine.
Right. Oh, and we have, we
this
get a beach
wild.
View.
Okay.
Let's see how it looks.
It's so, this is your island, Therese.
This is your island.
So we need to go there. We need to take it over. Like,
hey, look at the review. See if anybody died recently.
Is there like a murderous native population?
Yeah, what's,
like that
what's
one
the
island off of India?
Where's it closest to?
There's closest to this?
No, just to the general island.
Scroll out.
Conception.
Oh, here we go.
Curious how...
just this area.
What's the nearest like land? Country that people would recognize the name of?
Like, oh, good point. Like okay, there's Seychelles. Probably
Somalia.
Oh my god, Somalia. There's fucking Mogadishu.
We're gonna get fucking pirated.
No, we become the pirates.
There
that's
we go.
That's our pirate haven. That's our Libertalia.
You know what? I think I know a guy who knows a guy. I could probably get us some security, but we don't have that kind of money.
Well, I mean,
that's
we
why
do,
you take
but...
a piracy. I think you misunderstand the principal thing of piracy is you take the money.
Take the money and run.
Be like, hey, I know you guys have done some PMC work. Do you want to do more? You can make as much money as you want.
You
want to
call Ben and pitch
you.
This idea?
Yeah.
Well, or you offer Ben's them down, a stake. You basically, you offer them, look, we will give you this much down, and upon completion of the contract, you will get 20% of the island's land of your choice.
What was
Wait,
the name
what the
of that
hell?
Island?
I was trying to call Somalia
and,
again.
And then also percentages of business ventures. So then they get a continuous return of income.
Say Chili's.
And they have way to launder their money.
I got to look this up. It actually looks pretty cool.
Damn. Why did I just go like full Criminal Empire on this thing?
904. I mean, that's where we all end up at some point anyway.
Right?
Country in East Africa.
0. That's the only...
15 islands.
1, 360, 904.
It's got giant Aldebaran tortoises.
It's got giant tortoises?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
I can ride the sea turtles like a surfboard.
What the fuck, Skype? I hate you. I gave you $5 and you fuck me like this?
All right, the French own Seychelles, so I can't go anymore.
That's
a pretty...
The French own it for now.
For now? Oosa!
How do I delete...
What are they going to do? Oh. Come get it? Is it really that much of an investment that they have to take it back?
For some reason, I have to delete...
Hey, as long as it keeps me safe from pirates when we're out there on the fucking open ocean, I'm chill.
I missed a little bit of that. Are you saying you're going to train a sea turtle to defend you from pirates?
Pretty much.
Ooh, there, that actually, that's good. Even better than anything I was thinking. Yeah. We have like a sea turtle minefield defense force. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get them all stacked on top of each other. It's essentially a bulletproof wall.
They got Saint Marie National Park.
Stick them in a sewer with a rat and then a bunch of pizza, and then eventually they become ninjas and come out of the ground.
Yeah.
This guy gets it.
And then you don't have to do anything because you have an army of ninja turtles.
Yeah.
But then
maybe kick some toxic waste in there, just see what happens.
Yeah. But not the shitty Michael Bay version.
Yeah.
0-0.
You know what? I gotta be honest, I enjoyed that movie.
I actually never saw it.
I had a good time.
The new Ninja Turtles? Ninja Turtle movies.
Oh.
Was it
great? The original Ninja Turtle movies where it's at.
I feel like you guys are clouded by nostalgia.
Actually, to be honest, I hardly have any memories of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Thank you.
I know the gist of them, but I never like grew up watching it a bunch, so there's no nostalgia to color my vision.
Yeah.
There's just objective superiority.
For the heat in the studio, I blame the child.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the warmest guy. I'm sorry.
Why are you so warm?
You'll make it up.
It's your fault, baby Mephisto.
He's a radiating sun.
Yes.
You'll make up for it, man. It's okay.
It's chill.
He's got that poop energy.
He's already
got most of that out.
I'm really interested in going here.
Actually, I would actually not mind going, quite frankly. Go there, rent a Jeep.
Yeah.
And just shred the island.
Damn straight.
They have a police beach.
Just find some locals, be like, hey, you got any drugs? And they just go from there.
How far away from Mogadishu is it? Is the airport?
About an ocean.
We want to do this measure distance thing.
It's about an ocean.
Let's do. So here is our destination to Mogadishu. We're looking at 846 miles. Christ,
that's not bad.
Isn't that like the biggest area for piracy and also shark infestation right there?
Yeah. East coast of Africa, Horn of Africa is probably one of the worst areas in the world for piracy, yes.
We'll go there.
That's why you become the pirates and you become a pirate king.
Did you want some street views?
You become a pirate king. You make alliances with the other pirates because they fear your wrath. Yeah. And then they start to work for you with a mutually beneficial empire.
Oh yeah, here's a good rig we could borrow.
Damn straight. And then profit.
Where is the green truck? I would like to have that, please.
There's a Toyota dealer out here.
There's a genuine Toyota dealership. That is awesome.
Dang. All right.
And a lot of stuff's in English.
Fried chicken. I'm sorry.
Island fried chicken. Hey,
and I see no people.
How many?
It's not good. Let's see what the airport looks like.
I got a question. How many
it's beautiful.
Poisonous animals are there?
How are you going to know? Let me, okay, let's
Jared,
try it.
That's your research to do.
Okay, I'll research that. It'll be on me.
Wait,
if you zoom in again.
Yeah.
Up a little bit, and then off to the right a little bit. There's that national park right there. Can we see anything in that national park?
St. Anne Marie National Park.
I mean, even if you click on it, it probably has Google Images.
Yeah. There's a couple things. Club Med Seychelles, open 2020.
Tight.
Isn't Club Med like a casino?
Damn,
see, doesn't
pretty.
This look great?
God, yes, honestly.
This is some like Assassin's Creed Black Flag shit.
Can you imagine drinking a fifth of rum and walking around this place?
Damn, yeah.
Jack Sparrow all day.
A bottle of rum.
And you got the rum distillery right across, probably right across there and across the bay.
Oh, look at this. They have wind
solar
energy.
Power. All right, two probably.
That's cool.
Gosh, yeah, that just looks so pretty.
What a neat place. Minus the pirates. But, you know, we can't beat them, join them. I'm sure they got good stuff.
You can't join them.
Just gotta stay strapped or get clapped.
This guy gets it.
Don't get the claps.
Yeah. So,
well, they're get pirates. You don't know what they have.
Yeah, that's true.
Get a gun or get diseased? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best enough. Outcome, right, honestly.
Yeah, they can't hope for much more than that. Oh, excuse me. What else do we want here? Let's,
What about this national park right there at, like, yeah.
In the middle?
Yeah, kind of. Sure. I just want to see what the top looks like.
I'm sure that we're at the very top of a mountain here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn, woo! Yes, I think this will do quite nicely.
And guess what? We just saved $2,000 by not going there, and we already saw it. We're good. This mob.
House goes here.
That looks like lava rock to me, too.
Yep. Yeah, it does.
Oh, so, yeah.
It could possibly be an inactive or a dead volcano.
This broke off of a volcano at some point.
Or it is the top of a volcano.
Let's do, say shit. Why can't I copy-paste anything? Why do you have to make everything an unclickable, unselectable header? Let's do volcano. See, Chile's volcano. Geography. The Inner Islands volcano. Millions of years ago, the archipelago was created by a combination of the separation of India from Africa, as well as undersea volcanoes similar to ones in some other places. Subsequently, the vast majority of this huge land area became submerged over time. Seychelles straddles the eastern region of the Somali Plate.
Okay.
We're closely tied to Somalia.
Do I have to learn French before we go here?
No, last I read, their primary language is English then French.
Sweet.
Nice.
So no new learning required. Let me check that really quick.
That really
though.
Is so cool.
Let's see.
Ethnic groups. Creole,
no, we're gonna
go
take
up a
over,
bit.
Therese. You
Creole,
just go see. It's
British,
got my name on
French,
it.
Chinese, Indian, and then other.
English, French, and Seychelles Creole.
Creole, so you got that Creole food.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it Louisiana. Probably won't be crawdads, but I mean the no. oysters are probably going
to
kick
Why go to Louisiana when you can go to Africa?
Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you my wife has disappeared.
Audible gasp.
The pirates got her.
She'll be back.
More on this story as it develops. Shit, she went to the island without me. Don't you hate when that happens?
Though, I actually would really love to go to like Madagascar.
Ooh, look at flights from Madagascar.
I mean, obviously, I can't go for several years because baby.
Yeah,
obviously.
You're not taking a baby to Madagascar. That's where dingoes do things.
That's Australia.
A dingo ate my baby.
That was a real story that happened in the 30s.
I know.
Let's
that's why
try.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think the ice leaked out here.
Yeah.
Wait, there's leaking ice?
It's so water on your seat, yes.
All right, we could not calculate walking directions. Okay, give me a flight then.
One day, 2 hours.
Portland to Madagascar.
It says $3,000.
Shit, where did it say that?
Go back.
Oof.
Oh, $4,000.
$4,000 for one person.
To go to Madagascar?
This Saturday.
Check end of March or something.
Let me... Yeah, okay, March, sure. January, February, March 22nd.
Before it gets too hot and humid. I mean, it's Africa, so...
We'll do March 22nd. What do you say, like 2 weeks?
I think it was leaked.
Okay, so we're looking at $1,500.
Yeah, something like that. Let's do to April 2nd. We can spend April Fool's Day in Madagascar. See how they celebrate it.
$1,500.
Oh, that's a lot better. Two stops in O'Hare... And Bole. No idea where those are.
Bole.
And actually, Bole. I got to add the passengers on here. 5 + 1 infant. Calculations. 11, no.
8 Gs.
$8,000 for
still,
5 people.
That's actually not too bad.
Not
well,
too bad.
I mean, it's still cheaper to go to
Henry, you get to fly free, dude. How's it feel?
What is your thoughts on the subject, young man?
I think he likes it.
He's about it. Very good.
Whoa. He's doing his head bob thing again. What does it mean?
See
I see.
Hey.
Hey, bud. Scathing commentary.
Did any of that get picked up by the mics? Or
I'm
at
sure
all?
It did.
Okay.
I saw a few waveforms here and there. We'll be fine. Hell yeah. So Madagascar is our plan B if Seychelles doesn't work
well,
out.
Well, Seychelles is what we're taking over to retire. Yeah.
We're
going
to go to Madagascar and then swim to Seychelles.
There you go.
I mean, that's a good launching point.
They'll be like, hey, who's taking over the island? And we'll be like, you don't know. It's us. We are.
Let's see. Queen Elizabeth still got something to do with it. Hey, this is a good plan.
British colony.
At some point, but France was involved. Who actually fucking rules this? They're independent.
Huh. Oh, cool.
Government. Unitary Presidential Republic.
So the entire island is 177 square miles for the entire country.
Yeah.
Dude, we could walk that.
We could canvass the whole island with metal detectors. Ooh, look in at 2 days.
Look at security.
There's a military.
Just out of curiosity.
The military of Seychelles is the Seychelles People's Defense Force, which consists of a number of distinct branches: infantry and Coast Guard, Air Force, and a Presidential Protection Unit. India has played and continues to play a key role in developing the military of Seychelles after handing over 2 SDB MK5 patrol vessels, the INS Tarasa and Tarmugali, to Seychelles Coast Guard, built by Gursi.
I mean, this, little Zodiac and a bunch of thermite. I mean, you could take care of that pretty quick.
What is Zodiac? Do you mean the techniques of the Zodiac?
No, as in, the boat.
Anyways, so they have the highest incarceration rate in the world.
So we have a lot of potential recruits.
Modern piracy.
Yeah.
In the fight against piracy. Okay.
Key participant in the fight against committed by Somali pirates. Former President James Michel, said that piracy costs between $7 to $12 million a year to the international community. Pirates cost 4% of the Seychelles GDP, including direct and indirect costs for the boats, loss of boats, fishing, tourism, and the indirect investments for the maritime security. That's not a lot of money.
So wait,
in the grand scheme of money.
But, I mean, they don't have a lot of money.
So, divide 7 million by 0.04, just figure out what their total GDP is.
7... by 0.04. Wait, what?
175 million? That's how much they
bring? Their entire country in a year makes $175 million.
Oh.
That's
less than the Waltons.
Slow.
That's not a lot.
How much can we bring in?
We'll give them about 2,000.
Say what? 2,000?
Yeah, that's what we're paying for the flight there.
Oh yeah, that ain't
dude,
bad.
Fuck it. What's an adventure without a little bit of danger, right?
Or a lot of danger.
Nah, dude, it'll be fine. We'll have a good time. We definitely won't be kidnapped.
Can you check machetes on a plane?
I think if
I mean,
they
put
don't
it in a check
it,
bag.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Then
what
could
go wrong?
We'll just rob a drug dealer and steal his guns, and then we'll just keep them on us.
I've checked like 6 knives and a compressed lighter in my bag before. I think they'll be okay with 1 machete. It balances out.
With 1 machete?
Yeah.
No, this is great. I'm actually excited. This would be fun.
And we're going in 2025, right? What? Or what's the timeline? We need one.
Next year.
Tomorrow.
Shit, dude. No, I'm going to Hawaii before I go here.
Book the flight now.
Yes. Can you book them that far out? That's a good question.
2025? You probably can't book it by the end of next year.
Let's try this. Hang on. This is still Madagascar, but I just want to see if it gives me the option.
You know
to...
what? For the safety it might provide, I think Madagascar would be sweet.
Oh, you can't. You can
I don't
only
know
book
that Madagascar is all that much safer.
All right, then let's go with the cheap one.
Can we just go to, like, Hawaii?
Fuck no.
I mean, if I was going to go to
Madagascar. We're going to go see danger.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm going to bring a camera.
I'd rather go to Hawaii.
And I'd bring a camera, and then I'd sell the photos of
maybe
the danger.
Maybe it could be a bro trip, and then we'll be your widows.
I mean,
the last trip we'll ever need.
Yep. Yeah. Drew's already passed his bloodline on.
Yes.
So. You're safe.
You're safe.
So whatever
I have an heir.
Did you notarize that?
What, as an heir?
Yeah, you got to get that shit, like, written down.
That's why you do it before you leave. You write it on the back of a stick of gum, and then just say, yes, this is legally binding.
There you go.
This is me, LOL.
As long as it has your signature on it, it's legal. Mm-hmm. Your signature doesn't have to be words. It could be a picture of a fucking dinosaur, and if it looks like it was drawn by you, it'll count. Like,
boy gets my stuff. Drew.
Drew's jacket make it wet.
Boy gets my stuff.
Trying to absorb it.
That's pretty comprehensive. I like it.
And hey, now we have it on recorded audio.
This is our, audio wills. You didn't know you needed one, but now that you have it, you owe me $20.
I mean, that's a lot cheaper than going to get any other wills notarized by anybody else. So
yeah. Oh God. Wait,
are you an official notary, Renee?
I mean, this I'm not.
Then this you're not getting paid.
Oh yeah.
Man, this would have to work in the court of law, right?
I I couldn't see a possible.
We have
problem.
Video.
That's not recording.
Oh well.
It's streaming, not recording.
We have video.
Do we though?
Somebody's video. Got it.
Okay.
Boy gets my stuff.
And that includes everything. That's the simplest will. But leave it to lawyers to twist that into somehow like splitting your house in half.
What house? I don't own a house.
The future house you'll have when you die.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Boy gets my stuff.
What is your? Do you know what your life insurance policy is?
Yeah,
am I on it?
No.
I don't have one.
It was worth asking.
What's that?
I don't have life insurance.
I think I have one through work. So.
They don't give you one? They should.
Nobody cares about
me.
No,
I. No, we do.
Thank you.
That's why we're. Yeah, that's why we're asking. You go back to that place of work and you demand a life insurance policy.
And then also, you're going to say Chili's.
Yeah.
Like, this is my island, bitches. Get off.
They're like, no, you can
see,
go
it has
now.
My name on it.
I'm going to kill myself and inherit this island with the money I get for killing myself. That's how it works, right?
Fake your death? Yeah, why not?
Cool. Let's do that.
Fake death. Go
fake
to
all
island.
Of our deaths, get our collective life insurance monies, hire a PMC, and then.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
PMC?
Private militia company.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
and you know what? I know, well, there's still the issue of getting the guns there. But you know what? I know some guys that probably do it pretty cheap.
I think if pirates can get there and do their stuff, it probably, yeah, you could figure out ways if you need to.
Yeah, I can think of some guys. I'd be like, hey, do you guys want to make like $5,000 a month? And they're going to be like, hey, that's probably a lot. And then they'll just hop on.
Stone King sounds like a pretty piratey guy to me. I don't know why.
Nah, he's a pretty chill dude. Definitely get Brooks on board, though.
Brooks is the pirate man?
Brooks is a pirate man.
Stone King wouldn't even need a pirate name. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Avast there, Stone King.
Stone King the Stony.
Yeah. Sherry Timbers.
As they roll into our group, like, all right, here's your eye patch and a sword and also your hook.
Here's your hook hand, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we'll need a $15 deposit for a peg leg.
Yes.
Because you're going to need one.
They have
eventually.
Peg legs that work like a crutch.
$30 for the peg leg with a built-in flask.
Like, people use it for crutches.
Yeah. Wait, so...
Look up... Peg.
Is it that thing it just straps to your knee?
Yeah, your leg, and you like use it as a crutch, like your.
And so your foot is just bent backwards.
Your leg is bent.
Yeah, I've seen those before. They're pretty weird. Hang on, what do we call it? Peg leg crutch.
Sure.
That'll probably get me something. Peg leg crutch. You can get it on Amazon. There it is.
Oh.
Looks supremely uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the rolly cart.
Yeah, me too.
Or maybe just like a full-on wheelchair.
Yeah, at least with the rolly cart, you could do a really bad Mario Kart impression.
And also do a sick trick.
Yeah.
Pop a wheelie.
Pop wheelies.
No-handed 900s every day.
360 spins.
Can you imagine taking this shit to the half pipe?
Imagine taking shit to the ankle.
I'm sure, actually, I just want to bet somebody actually does have, like, half pipe videos using one of those things.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, the internet's a wonderful place, and I guarantee it's somewhere.
Like, hang on. Half pipe. Let's get it in there. Crutches for sale. Adult geriatric. Old man skateboarding on 6-foot half pipe. That sounds pretty close.
That sounds like a hospital trip waiting to happen.
Oh, no. He's fine.
Where's the old guy?
The old guy is probably like 27.
I would say compared to the rest of the skateboarders, he's probably
like 27 or 8.
I mean, Tony Hawk's over 50.
Is he really?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's an old fart.
I love, so he tweets about when people, like, mistake him for
oh,
him
dude,
or, like,
I love
know.
That. Every
it's
single
so
tweet,
fun.
You feel like he's having an existential crisis.
It's great.
They mistake him for just random...
Well, they're like, wow, you really look like Tony Hawk.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, he just looks like the most generic man from Cleveland you can imagine.
Yep. He is 51.
Wow. And one person, I think, said, wow, you look like an older Tony Hawk.
Ah, shit.
Like an old Tony Hawk.
He's
oh
like, wow,
gosh.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, let me, looking at his, he's going to, like, 10 years from now.
He looks
gonna...
like he manages a Best Buy in the Midwest.
Yep. He doesn't look like one of the best skateboarders ever.
He looks like a really sad Anthony Michael Hall.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like Tony Hawk.
Yeah, the guy.
Oh,
does
that's
like,
what he wants.
Like
I think.
Hawk.
Don't give him what he wants.
If I had to guess what he was famous for, I'd say it was swimming. Just look at him. He looks like a swimmer.
He looks like Michael Phelps' cousin.
Yeah.
Swimming or standing too close to an elementary school for too long.
Oh, my God.
Damn, he's 6 foot three? How does he balance?
He has a lot
his nickname's the Birdman. That sucks.
wasn't that his skateboard company?
Fuck, probably.
I didn't know Uhlenkott was known as the Birdman.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was a vulture, dude.
Yeah, he was giant, had a really big hook nose. How could
it
you
miss
that? It
makes a lot of sense. I don't know, just never connected that dot.
I always called him the vulture.
I just call him the guy that banned me from the school computer network.
Too fair, you earned that.
No, I didn't.
You earned it.
What did Renee do?
You weren't issued it.
One time, okay, the first time I spammed everybody in the school by using group email addresses that included, so they had email addresses for each grade level. So one email address for all the sophomores and et cetera. I just added those five addresses to one email and sent a message and it went out to everybody.
What did that message say?
Something like fix your shit, something like that. It didn't say fix your shit. It was just something
like it was,
man, I hope
easy.
This works.
And didn't you end up creating a fake email in the school thing, your subtle party thing that you were just driving people nuts with?
No, that was.
Or am I imagining something?
No, there was. Okay, I wasn't caught with this one, but I script kiddied something that allowed you to use a net send command in Windows. Mm-hmm. It would just pop up error messages on people's computers.
That's right.
But you could
this.
Use it as a super primitive chat application.
Right.
So
I remember. That's what I remember. You never got caught for that one, but yeah, I do remember.
They didn't
it.
Catch me for that one. And then the second time, I was just doing this stupid thing where it would list the contents of the C drive, but it would just do it over and over, so it just looked like matrix text going by. And they got scared by useless matrix text. And so they were like, yeah, we can't have useless matrix text here, so you're gone. He stopped me in the hallway and he's like, you know what you did, you're done, bye. And yeah, I was like, okay, I have a
you?
Say again,
how did he know it was you?
Because he's probably doing it from his fucking account.
Yeah, I did it on my account. Well, I passed it to some other people, but someone probably saw me over the shoulder. I don't know, I was just fucking around. Well, it was ninth grade.
And how many other people probably had the competency to do so? Just by
not many.
Just by process of elimination, you probably could figure it out.
And you know, and by that point, it didn't matter because I had my own laptop and I figured out what the password was for their guest Wi-Fi network, and I was jailbreaking kids' phones for $5 a head. So
I remember that, yeah.
I was swimming in it. There wasn't. You didn't know that?
Yeah, he was
what?
Jailbreaking iTouches and iPhones.
Allegedly.
It's not, no, statute of limitations is gone.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
It's not illegal, it just voids the warranty.
Yeah, this boy over here, the fucking criminal.
The software warranty.
Yeah, you're going to be the one that takes over our fucking computers in whatever country we're taking over.
iOS 3 was a much simpler
time. He's our guy in the chair.
Only $5?
I know. I don't charge very much, mostly because that shit's easy. Usually, if people approach me with something, sometimes people will approach me at work with their, personal laptops and they kneel before me and hold them up to my desk and they're like, can you fix my shit for me? It's exactly like that, I promise.
And you're just like, I can, my son.
And I usually say, if I can fix it in less than 15 minutes, it's free. Because really, if it's that simple, why would I charge you out the ass for it?
Yeah, just be like, hey, if I
why
can fix it.
Why wouldn't you? You can fix their shit. That's cool.
If you're good at something,
you,
never
you
do
owe,
it for free.
They owe you something.
Yeah, tell them to get you a beverage from the soda machine.
I haven't had a soda in 8 months, so nice. I'm gonna skip that.
You're doing better than me. Well
you
done.
Haven't had even the plain soda thingies, bubbly.
The bubblies,
the bubbly waters.
Well, those don't those count. That's just water.
They're so good.
Those are Satan's tingly so fucking asshole.
Good.
What are?
My mom fed me a fucking raspberry one time, and I took a sip, and I just told her, Mom, if you don't love me anymore, you can just say it. And she didn't think it was fucking funny, but that shit was hilarious. The point is, that shit is nasty, and I will not stand for it. That's why I'm sitting down
bubbly
right now.
Bubbly is it's a flavored seltzer water.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's gross.
Seltzer water in general
they're
is
good.
Gross.
I really want a White Claw or a Tree.
Yeah, they're like a White Claw, but without the alcohol.
Oh my
What's
God.
A White Claw?
That's what you
alcoholic
already,
seltzer
you
water.
You had it in New Orleans, the thing that I got.
Alcoholic seltzer water?
Oh, we got spillage.
Oh, hell yeah.
Woo! Live
Way
on
to stick
air.
It to the man, kid.
It's okay, dude.
It's that alcoholic seltzer water stuff that you drank.
Do you ever see that story about this guy?
That was a White Claw.
His dad had no idea that White Claw was alcoholic. He just thought it was like fancy water, so he'd been drinking one every day on the way to work.
Whoops. Gee, does Bill seem more cheerful than usual?
Like, yeah, I don't know. I just been having a good couple
Bill
of days.
Bill seems like he actually wants to be here.
That's funny.
He had no idea.
I had no idea that was called a White Claw. I just thought it was fancy alcohol water.
I think they also have something called a Truly. Yeah. It's pretty much the same thing.
I like Omission or something like that.
Okay, so I don't like the strawberry bubbly, but the cranberry bubbly is so good. Yeah. The different flavors are different. Like, it really makes a difference.
You ever see that meme about them? It tastes like a hint of strawberries.
Yes, it was like sat next to a bowl of strawberries.
Yeah, yep. Was in the same loading truck as a banana. Yeah.
But if all you want is just something bubbly that kind of resembles a soda and has got none of that cancer sugar in it, just grab one of those things.
We don't have any more of those. I'm so sad.
They're all gone?
They're all gone. Oh, damn. I drank all of them.
That's not good.
Or you just drink it like a Mexican Coke with real sugar in it.
Those are good.
Those are good.
Yeah. How real is that sugar, though?
How real is
real? I have it from high authority.
What is real?
What is real?
I have it from high authority that Mexican sugar is just made out of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and probably a sprinkle of dirt. Yeah, something like that. A very reliable source.
Ah. Was it the guy that you get your cocaine on the corner from?
No, I get my cocaine from the backs of vans. You know that's where all
Come
the best
on.
Stuff is.
True.
Come together, on.
They can hold so much cocaine in those vans.
Amateur.
And yeah, but then you can't get out of the van until you offer a payment. You can't just like, and run away.
That's true. They pass the savings on to me, the
But
customer.
If we own a country.
Right?
We can do whatever we want.
We'd be fine.
Make Hang cocaine on. Legal and then we can export it.
This is an odd thing. Why can't I... Uh-oh.
What did you do?
I broke the fucking... Oh, no, wait, I got it.
Oh, yeah, were we going to call Ben? Or is Skype being a bitch?
We can try and call Ben. Do you want to let it go for a bit longer, or is everybody tired?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know what
we're
time
tired.
We were at.
We're
tired.
Like,
we're all tired.
Chris is ready for this shit.
We're done.
Okay.
She's out.
Well, just know we have a phone number now. It works. Let me see. Oh,
he
I
wouldn't answer anyways.
Probably not.
He probably wouldn't. Let's try quitting that, and then we're going to do it this way. You fucking jerk. I wanted to be able to fade in, but no. Okay, there we go. For some reason, Skype automatically mutes all other audio. Just know that. Let's see. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Emails things because you're not going to want you to at TGFRadioShow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Tell us what you were thankful for before we sign off.
I'm thankful that I don't have kids.
Honest.
I'm thankful to be alive.
It's very cool. Fun fact, 1 year anniversary of bringing this lady home from the hospital. So
hell yeah.
That's got real weight to it.
I'm thankful that Jared doesn't have kids.
Me too. Agreed.
That's good shit.
I'm thankful I have a kid.
Yes, no, it's great.
I'm thankful
He's
for
thankful
all of you guys.
Oh.
Also, thank you for letting...
Henry's thankful for the boobies.
Thank you for letting me speak. Also, that's a good one.
And I'm
one
thankful
to
for Frozen,
there.
Too.
All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.